This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We're going to start with a couple of emails today here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. Apologize for my voice, still kind of recovering from whatever the hell's going on.
Yeah.
This one came into email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. First off, longtime listener, first time contacting you. Leave me anonymous. I've been married about 5 years. Never had I ever had to deal with anything like this before. Listen to what he came home to.
Okay.
Came home early from work to surprise my wife. About 1 a.m., walked in the front door. In the kitchen is my wife, completely naked, getting dressed. I didn't think anything about it until I heard someone shuffling fast into the bathroom.
Oh, shoot.
My wife told me that her friend was here, had been there since about 7 p.m.
Which friend?
Nothing was going on. But so many things don't add up.
Yeah.
Dude.
Which friend?
I assume a man.
Oh, my God.
I believe he says that here. Why were all the blankets on the floor?
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
And the sheet semi off the bed.
Come on, dude.
She just told me she just sat in the recliner while he sat on the other couch. Yet nothing was moved off the couch. Not my laptop, not my video games, nothing. Am I in the wrong to think that something happened?
Oh, my God. No. Are you the dumbest person ever? I'm sorry. Are you the dumbest person ever born? Are you?
Jesus.
Are you literally the dumbest person that's ever been born?
Jesus, Charlie. This poor guy.
No, someone needs to do this. He needs this. He needs his talking to. Go look in a mirror, for God's sakes.
I don't know. I think you're a detective to figure this mystery out.
Oh, yeah. James will do it for 20 bucks.
The Scooby-Doo crew and the mystery machine solve this caper.
Yeah, you don't need it.
Yeah, exactly. Pull the mask off. Or look, it's the slut.
Poor guy.
I mean, I understand why she's cheating on him.
Yeah. I think people email us in denial sometimes, right?
They just want to hear us say it.
You didn't want to hear me say that.
Well, you know, he loves this girl, and then she'll say stuff that messes with his head, like all these different answers.
You can never think. Why would you ever think that?
Yeah, and it's like,
oh, I don't know, because you were nude. There was someone else there.
Why
there were blankets on the ground.
Would any other person be at my house at 1 a.m?
Even if someone would,
of course they would. I wouldn't have anyone over at 1 a.m. But
even if it was a girl, even if you had a girl over, and I walked in and you were naked. Getting changed naked in the kitchen with blankets around you. Come on. And then someone, I hear the pitter patter of feet running away.
Dude.
Come on, dude.
He said, I'm kind of pissed off and hurt by all this, but she's telling me it's fine. Nothing happened. I'm
overreacting. Oh, my God.
That's insane.
Please,
I hope they don't have kids.
Let me know. Would really love to hear your opinion. Thank you.
Well, and you just heard it.
Yeah.
You're the dumbest person ever born.
Don't believe her, man.
Holy cow. Holy cow. I mean, I just, you know.
Do it in your own house.
I mean, stay together because it's fun.
No. Come on now. Dude, there's like a 99.9% chance she's cheating on you.
I don't even think there's the point.
0.01%.
I think it's 100%.
It's 100% chance. Okay. I think it's
100%. And in fact,
was she nude? Like,
if she's not cheating, you can't be with this person anyway.
She's cheating.
Yeah, I know she is. But
maybe
she
was cleaning the kitchen and she only does it in the nude guys.
And right, only when her guy friends are over at 1 a.m.
Well, the guy friend came to bring some Fabuloso to help get those tough stains off the stove.
Fabuloso?
Yeah. The cheaper.
From the dollar store.
Yes.
The high quality dollar store.
It ain't fantastic. It's Fabuloso.
Yeah.
So dude, yeah, you got to have some serious talks in your future.
You don't even have to have a serious talk. You just need to, I don't care if you do it on the phone. I don't care if you do it in a text. You gone.
It's his wife of 5 years though. I mean, it's going to be more than a text.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that sucks. You know what? Stay together because it'll be fine. Oh man, getting married, huh?
Yeah.
Well, getting married to someone like that.
Exactly. Jeez. Someone said I would have kicked that door down and turned that guy into a rug.
Well, that's murder then.
Yeah.
And you got a whole other set of problems, so don't do that.
Yeah, don't murder anyone. Just go and murder the bits.
It's also dumb. Just be like, you're a slut. Peace out.
Yeah, man, oh, man. I mean, that sucks because you got, you know, no matter what she did, she's going to get half your stuff.
Someone said literally what my ex did all the way up to the 1 a.m. thing, too. She a hoe, man.
She a hoe, man.
Man, she a hoe.
She a hoe.
It's 5 years and you just have no clue.
Jason has some good questions. Did the guy just walk out? Did he talk to the guy like that? I'd love to know what happened with the dude.
Yeah.
Who was shuffling into the bathroom.
Shuffling into the bathroom.
And it's
trying
hard.
To get dressed.
This guy's a real calm individual, too, because he's lucky he didn't get turned into a rug just because of...
Yeah, I'd be dead calm.
You would be?
Oh, yeah. Dead calm.
Calm and deadly?
Mm, no.
Just calm.
No, I'd be just... You just know, like, right then and there, it should have been done. It should have been just done. You don't give someone a chance to feed you a line that they've got to quickly, like,
think
up.
People will feed you lines, and you love them, and you don't expect it, so you want to believe it.
I know.
Yeah.
But they're, you know,
I'll tell you what, it's... Yeah, but, I mean, I understand, like, you know, someone reads a text the wrong way and can get maybe talked out of it. But someone, but nude in the kitchen with blankets and 1 a.m. and a dude.
Someone said, shoot him in the dong, America. Someone else said, if I walked into my house and saw that, I would turn around, walk right back out. She'd never hear from me again.
You gotta get your stuff. This is like, I don't know. The concept of marriage to me just seems like it's a bunch of extra paperwork in case, if you end up with a slut.
Yeah.
Well, there is. It's
all paperwork.
It's like extra paperwork.
It's a lot of paperwork.
You throw a party.
Right.
She's a slut.
Expensive party.
Yeah.
Bunch of paperwork.
A lot of paperwork. And more appointments. Expenses. Yeah. Appointments.
It's not.
Sometimes it's fun.
I just wonder if they have kids. I guess he would have said that.
Yeah. He said married for 5 years. Doesn't mention anything about it.
Might not have kids, which would be great.
Hopefully, because
that would be sweet,
where would the kids have been?
Yeah, and that's the other factor. If they do have any kids, that's extra horrible.
Yes. Someone said, whether she's naked or not, what's a dude doing over at 1 a.m.? Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, no, and this is like what sucks for him, and the reason he's like wants to probably believe is that, like, well, I mean, he's got to uplift his whole life, you know, uproot his whole life now. He's got to turn it all upside down. What a pain in the ass that is.
Oh, I get it.
Sure. All because of one whore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gave her the magical ring of love.
Didn't work out, guys.
No, it didn't. This guy said, I'm not even a super macho guy, but that other guy in my place would not be with us anymore. Yeah, a lot of guys would react with anger.
It's funny because
I never understand the murder them and kick their
ass thing. I don't either, because it's not really them. Sometimes, I mean, they know, but I mean, it's your girl, man.
Yeah, plus you don't want charges.
It's your girl.
All that is just dumb. All you do is you move on, you find somebody better.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that's the...
I said, go murder the bits.
So, dude, 100% chance she cheated on you, and I'm up to you what you do from here. If you can deal with that, you stay. If you can't, you go. But
you imagine, like you're in a relationship. You guys have had this naked moment. Everything is crazy for a second, but then, like, somehow the girl has talked you into it, and then you gotta go back now today and be like, you know, Dave and Chuck told me that you cheated.
That. I mean,
like, don't you think the chick thinks she's in the clear?
Yeah.
I do. I think she thinks she's pulled the wool over him.
Yeah.
She wants to leave anyway, dude. Just do everybody a favor.
She wants the comfort, but not the commitment.
Right.
Yeah, sure, there's more evidence around too.
Yeah. Just sucks.
I'm sure.
The crappy situation.
He obviously works overnights or late nights, and so she's been up to no good probably.
Oh my God.
Time.
Yeah.
He just busted in on that regular routine.
How bold are you when you're in a kitchen of your own home? You've got the sheets off the bed in the middle of the floor.
That's horrible.
You're just
so terrible.
You're just awful.
Right, because they obviously heard him's car and jumped, right? She jumped into the kitchen with her clothes. He jumped into the bathroom.
See, I don't even think they heard the door.
Yeah, that fast? He heard him shuffling off.
Yeah, because he was shuffling off. He probably had his clothes and shuffled in there as fast as possible. She was just stuck naked.
Oh,
that's too bad. All right, dude. Best of luck to you. Let us know what happens. Here's a woman who emailed us before. This is the girl whose boyfriend lost her dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You remember her?
Oh, yeah.
She's still with the guy. She said, we've got a bit of a dilemma now, though. Her boyfriend had to move into one of his friend's apartments. She's a woman.
Okay. I mean, I said it the last time with this whole gut thing with the dog. You were questioning whether or not he was involved in the disappearance of your dog.
She's not really questioning him. She's just talking about his now roommate.
Yeah, I know. Now we're onto this.
She said he's only been staying there for a few weeks.
Can't help everybody.
Now I'm getting mad. Now I'm getting like Chuck with this.
That's it. I can't take it anymore.
I mean,
don't worry. I'm gonna let her have it. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Okay, so she says, my boyfriend moved into one of his friend's apartments. She's a woman. He's only been staying there a few weeks. I have no issue with her. She's always been nice. I don't try to be over too much or leave my stuff laying around. Literally, I've just left a toothbrush. Well, she's not very nice to me. She'll light a joint, and she'll offer it to my boyfriend, but never says anything to me.
Uh-huh.
My toothbrush disappeared the first night I left it there.
Don't need that. Psh, garbage.
I feel she's being disrespectful. But I don't want to start anything because she's letting him stay there for free. Let me mention, she does have a boyfriend who's in rehab at the moment.
It gets worse. Stop it. Stop it.
Nope. Lisa just covered her ears. No. She's got headphones on.
Yeah.
She's like, stop, I can't.
Like, seriously, I don't know why I'm still hearing.
It just gets worse and worse. He has no job. He has no place. No money.
This guy,
he has no,
well, I don't know what the guy has, but he's definitely living for free.
He's living for free some woman.
Yep, a friend.
He's a dog losing hoe bag.
Doesn't sound like the best place.
She says it's only for a few weeks he's staying, and I know he's not interested in her at all. It just makes me feel uncomfortable even being there the little time I am. Am I overreacting? What do you guys think? Would you say something to her?
Hope to her?
Dude, just drop this dude. He needs to live for free with a woman.
He lost your dog and he's living with another lady.
This chick must be a disaster, dude.
How do these dudes?
This chick's a disaster, guys. Come on. Like, if for a girl to stay with a loser this bad, she's a disaster. I'm sorry. You are. Look in a mirror, just like the last guy.
He's just called a guy like the world's biggest idiot, and he's called this next listener a disaster.
Well, the one guy's the dumbest person ever born.
This is what will happen.
And then this girl, now it's your second email to us. It's
your second email every week about
you're a disaster. If you've emailed us twice, you're a disaster.
And it's not just an update with a conclusion. No, it's like, oh, another problem.
Something new just popped up. Oh, my God.
Like, how do you even get a girl? You're like, look, I'll lose your dog. I don't have a job.
He didn't lose the dog. He sold the dog. He
now
sold
the evidence
dog.
Is even more clear on this whole dog thing.
He sold that dog.
He sold that dog.
Probably for drugs.
Crap.
That'll be the next thing that comes out.
Oh,
where's
yeah.
the dog?
If you're just joining us, this is Ask Dave and Chuck, the Idiot Edition. Sorry, ma'am. You know, it's all bad. Why would he move in with another lady? And
for free.
What about you? Couldn't you have put him up for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, does she have her own
but
place?
Yeah, like, no. He's like, oh, baby, I can't. Baby. No. Come on.
And they're smoking joints together, but they don't include you.
And then your toothbrush goes missing.
She's
dumped.
And
why didn't you leave in your
and
toothbrush
the chick
there?
Is, like,
where
disrespectful to you? Come on.
It's a wild time we live in, guys.
It sure is. Someone said this is like Fear Factor to Lisa. This is Lisa's version of Fear Factor. It is.
She really can't
help
even.
Everyone.
Humans are the only ones that save the weak.
Someone said that guy must have a diamond dick if she's still with him.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
Just a news flash. There's no such thing as that. they're not all that great.
He doesn't need to.
Just another dumb person.
That's it.
Yeah. And I mean, hey, maybe it's more of a drug thing. It's not necessarily like a sex thing, but it's still a disaster. It's still just a disaster. Like, no one's worth it.
I hope young. I mean,
seems older. I don't know why.
Really?
I don't know why.
But, madam. Nothing's good at all. Get this guy. He's lost your dog.
Someone's staying at a place for 2 weeks for free.
I'm staying for free. It's not really free, is it? It's not really free, is it? I'm doing something, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not free, but I'm doing something.
You don't even have
something.
Money to pay for a place to live for 2 weeks.
No.
Yeah, her ex is in rehab. She's lonely. She's smoking joints with this guy. You think that's all innocent?
Lisa's eyes rolled in the back of her head so hard, right I thought around. She had been taken over by a spirit.
Yeah.
To your email, madam.
Ah.
Goodness.
I don't know.
Here's something serious question here. I came home and found my wife with another man's penis in her ear. Do you think she's cheating on me?
No. You wouldn't put it in your ear.
That could just be medical.
He's probably a doctor.
Yeah.
Someone said his roommate could be the dealer. Maybe.
I mean, anything, like I said, it could be a drug thing. I'm not saying it's not a drug thing. It very well could be. So it doesn't necessarily have to be cheating, but you just need to evaluate just the guy in your life. Not even about the cheating aspect, just should you stay with someone who we are assuming doesn't have a job, has no place.
Yeah. Sold your dog.
Yeah.
He said he lost it. We know he sold it.
The cops were suspicious.
Now he's with just a friend. We know they're banging. Madam, you're way too nice. Maybe you're naive. Maybe you're just a really lovely lady who's very naive, but wake the F up.
Yeah, wake up!
Wake up.
Everyone needs to wake up this morning.
You're with a giant loser.
Theme.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get on with your life.
Couldn't imagine like having a dating profile that was like, well, I'm just unemployed. I'm very careless with pets.
Yeah, so like what do you bring to the table?
Absolutely nothing, really.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. I mean, like, I'm so broke. I'm about to live with my female friend who's going to absolutely hate whoever I really like.
Oh, my God.
Wow, you kind of mess around with her. She won't offer you any weed.
Oh, wow. You smoke a lot of weed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So much.
Wow. What's your hair like?
It's dirty. Oh. I don't really wash it much. I am very gross.
I love your honesty. God.
It's refreshing.
I just love your honesty. So sexy.
That guy gets a girlfriend.
My God. Well, how is that possible?
It happens.
The smaller the pet, the quicker I'll lose or sell him.
Used to be a certified pet dealer.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God, you guys. These people are out there, but they're struggling. That's why they're reaching out. They're struggling.
They're struggling because of their own worst enemy.
They found somebody else.
You're struggling.
Right, and
it's
I
not
do,
anyone else's.
Right, and I think that this girl who has emailed in needs to, it's been a theme the last little while, figure out her own value.
Mm. Yes.
Her value is more than what this loser guy is able to give. Like, if every girl figured out their value,
oh, the whole world
loser
would be different.
Dudes would be on an island by themselves.
Mm-hmm. So true.
But so chicks don't know. Chicks don't get it.
Yeah, they undervalue themselves.
Like this girl could be gone from this guy in 1 minute and in the second minute find another guy. Like that's how easy it should be for chicks.
They don't think that way.
But they don't think it's that way.
A better guy.
A better guy, yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This next story is a little odd. Apparently, people loved a grocery store so much in Michigan.
I don't understand this.
They held a candlelight vigil for it.
What is happening?
I don't know.
You guys don't know it's one of their favorite places.
Dumb's abroad.
It closed over the weekend, and they held a candlelight vigil for it. Here's the story from Detroit's WJBK-TV.
For a vigil, yes, a vigil for a Kroger store. They were waving Kroger cards and lighting candles outside the store on Michigan Avenue. It shut its doors for good this afternoon. The decision to close was met with protests by local shoppers. Some people decided to hold a vigil.
Oh, my God, they have
and
candles.
The idea quickly yeah. spread. The store held a special place in the hearts of the community.
Are you serious right now? What the heck?
This store has been part of our lives. And something that I shared with John for 25 years is going away. And the staff here is what made it so special.
This is a community celebration. This is what community means to Kroger.
The diversity. Well, she works for Kroger, so.
For the years of dedication we've given to our consumers.
They can't believe this is happening.
Associates and the great customers we served every single day.
You saw Debbie Dingell there. When the upset shoppers look across the street, they see another Kroger store, and that was a big factor in why they decided to close. Kroger officials say
there's one across the street.
Yeah. Jobs.
You guys, they opened a new one across the street.
I can turn my mic off.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't even hear myself talking.
Yeah, no, no one can.
Dave's voice can only be heard by dogs now.
What's happened to Dave?
Voice is completely gone.
So these morons are out there with candles. The Kroger built another Kroger across the street.
Brand new, amazing one.
That's why they closed this one.
Yeah.
Dummies! We closed it because there's a new one open across the street!
Right, which is probably like a million times better.
They know that, though, while they're standing out there.
They're baiting cheese there now!
Yeah! They can turn and look at it.
They probably make sushi!
I thought it was one of those stories where, you know, sometimes a community loses a grocery store and there's no grocery store there. And
exactly.
It's
that's what I thought, too.
They just built a better, newer one.
Yeah.
What?
And in that area, I'm sure there's other grocery stores around.
Y'all are idiots.
Yeah, I mean,
what a waste.
I like the grocery store, but not that much.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Is everyone?
I don't know, you guys. It is crazy business.
Meanwhile, there's bigger issues happening in the world, but we're concerned about a Kroger store.
Hey, was almost crying. Did
that
you
lady
see?
Was,
she was, almost,
was
crying.
Almost in tears.
They held a special place in our hearts.
Wow. And everybody had a megaphone there.
Why?
That was a wild time. The
that
Kroger
is unbelievable.
Spokesperson had to be there. They couldn't believe their luck.
No, are you kidding?
Who organized this? Even if, so like Debbie Dingell was there, right?
You guys, there's the Kroger's on
map. Yeah.
There's the one that's closing. There's the one they opened.
Yep.
It's across the street.
And you know
they
it's
They talked like
nice.
The staff, like everyone was doomed, you know?
Yeah,
like
but
that's what I made
moved.
It. That's what it felt like. It felt like Dave said, the community is losing its only place where people were able to get food. No.
Not the case.
Not the case.
Go across
it's
the street.
Just like a 1968 Kroger that they decided to close down.
Did it have special meaning to everyone?
I guess that
store?
One lady it must have. She was like, me and John. And it was a special place for John.
That was Debbie Dingell. She's the U.S. representative. Nick is with us from Detroit. You actually have been to that Kroger. Is it like unbelievably special? Is it something we don't know about it?
Yeah, tell us about this Kroger.
Not according to what I've seen. That Kroger was actually quite disgusting. I stopped in there passing through, and I used the restroom, and I just couldn't believe it. I was in the military, and military bathrooms ain't always great. This bathroom was worse.
So
why a candlelight vigil?
I mean, obviously, Debbie Dingell just, did she set it up so that she could remember her husband type of thing?
But who shows up for that?
I don't know.
Like, who says, okay, I'll take
time out
of my
day.
Well,
people might
have got paid. All fans
of the
store.
Paid?
I wonder how many of them were paid.
No, come on.
Dude,
why?
Every
that's
time
so
you
stupid.
See a gathering like that, most of the times people are being paid.
Wow. Fans of the store true. Dressed in funeral garb, wave signs, and
funeral
lit candles,
garb.
Mourning the death of the location.
Come on, they...
Thank you all for coming to this visual
for this James is there.
Beautiful, amazing grocery James. Store.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm very torn up about this situation. Where will I smell the disgusting smell from the bottle return of old disgusting beer and soda pop that's just been rotting for months? Where will I walk
around?
Where
are you going
to
go?
Where can I go to walk around and not... and have my feet stick to the floor inside the produce department. I'm going to really miss this place.
Hey! Hey!
I don't know what's going to happen to this.
What's that
family.
Place? What's that place over there, though?
Don't look at that place over there. Just ignore that place across the street.
Okay.
We want to shop here at this store where Samantha, the 89-year-old cashier, will always be there to greet you with that smoky voice.
How you doing? Thanks a lot for
always
mentioning me.
After I've been waiting in line for about 45 minutes to check out with my five items, because there's only four registers here. Not at like that place across the street where you won't have to wait in line with the 27 registers to check out, plus two self-scan checkouts, plus the fancy cheese wall with the sushi shop.
We don't need any of that crap.
And the Starbucks and the Subway inside also. Forget about that
it.
Place.
I don't need it. Tell them to shove it.
We miss being here at this beautiful, fine location that has so many fond memories.
A lovely tribute.
Hold them high, everybody.
Rest in peace, Kroger.
Forget about that place across the street.
Rest in peace, Kroger.
Oh, man.
Crazy stuff.
People are going to love that new one.
Yeah.
Well, some of them. Some of them won't.
New Krogers are sweet.
Yeah.
Any new grocery store.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they've got really, everything.
They're so nice.
They're so nice.
Like, forget the old one.
Yeah.
Go to the new one. Trust me.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it so much better if you just
figured some stuff out in, you know, 30 years or 40 years.
Mm-hmm. They sure have. All right, what's up with the Asians on the way right now here on Dave and Chuck the Freak? A guy wakes up from a drunk night out with something very important missing. What is it? Let's find out.
It's time now for What's Up with the Asians?
Well, I think we finally found something worse than waking up from a super drunk night and finding one of your kidneys missing.
Really?
A 44-year-old guy named Tan Nan in Hunan in southern China.
Tan Nan from Hunan?
Tan Nan from Hunan. Is amazing.
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
It does. Yeah.
Except something really bad happened to him.
The darkness of Dr. Yeah. Seuss.
He went out drinking. He drank so much that he passed out drunk. And when Tan Nan and Hunan woke up the next morning...
He didn't have a penis?
His penis was missing.
Yeah, his penis?
I knew it.
Was this one of those cases that's been happening? There's people waking up with their wieners gone, like, cut off?
I don't know these cases you speak
we
of.
We talked about it. Like, a guy woke up in an alley or something.
I'll tell you whose wiener I'm not stealing.
Tan Nan from Hunan?
Oh, it's probably easy to conceal.
Put it in your pocket.
Can you imagine being so drunk you don't notice someone chopping your dong off?
I've only been that drunk, I think, twice in my whole entire life.
Where you wouldn't notice somebody doing that?
Yeah.
I don't think there's a level of drunk I could get.
Well, I mean, like where I passed out and it was hours and hours.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe if someone cut it off, I'd wake up, but...
Somebody took a sugar cane.
Yeah, he did. Popped it right in his mouth.
There was some good news for him, though. At least good news, as good as it can get when someone chops your junk off. Whoever did it...
Left it?
To Tan Nan from Hunan?
Yeah?
Left his package right next to him.
So nice of them.
Oh, nice.
So he rushed himself and his junk to the hospital.
Yep.
And after a 7-hour surgery, doctors were able to reattach it and get it working again.
Okay, right.
Wake up, Tan Nan.
Ah, it's right here. Half the battle's finding it when it's cut off.
Yeah,
that is. So it's right beside you. You got that. Now it's time to get a move on.
Tan Nan from Hunan says he has no idea who chopped off his penis.
I do. The hooker.
Why they did it.
The hooker he hired.
Is that who?
Yeah. He probably hired a hooker when he was totally drunk, didn't have any money. And she was like, oh, no money.
Yep.
You're going to pay one way or the other.
Someone does say does sound like adult Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tin Man from Hunan. Oh, man.
would love the illustration.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Dr. Seuss-style dog.
Just a mystery. Let's hope none of you ever wake up with your junk chopped off.
Well, thank you, Dave.
But if you do, hopefully it's lying right beside you.
Mm. Yeah, you want it there, right there.
Yeah.
You want it close by, and you better rush yourself to a hospital.
Yeah, you get there quick.
Stat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You know, a lot of bad stuff, as we've talked about on the show through the years, a lot of bad stuff happens to people that win the lottery.
Yeah.
There's
a curse, they say.
There is. There's been documentaries on it, and they followed people that have won and how their lives crumbled after it. This woman, I mean, it's a big win. It's $1 million, this woman in Florida. But that just led her to trouble. This Florida lottery winner of $1 million is among the suspects rounded up in a major drug bust. Mm. WESH-TV has the story.
Carly Harbst, is that you, ma'am?
Yeah. A solemn Carly Harbst made her first court appearance, occasionally trying to shield her face. A far different picture than this one, when she was all smiles in Tallahassee last May after scratching off a $1 million win in a Gold Rush Florida lottery game. In a lottery press release, Harbst, pregnant at the time, was quoted as saying, "I almost didn't buy a ticket. When I saw the ticket was number 24, I had to get it. 24 is my favorite number."
Yes.
Now, suspect Harbst has a jail booking number, charged with solicitation to deliver heroin and unlawful use of a two-way communications device. Harbst was among 20 others charged in connection with a drug trafficking ring dismantled this week after a year-long investigation.
Yeah.
The Sheriff's Department shared this body camera video as detectives made arrests, Harbst among them, and executed search warrants, recovering drugs, money, and guns. We went to suspect Harbst's Port Orange home, where neighbors who did not want to be interviewed said she lived with her boyfriend and baby. No answer here, but according to records, her home was where Harbst was arrested. This is what Sheriff Mike Chitwood said of those accused in the heroin, fentanyl, cocaine ring.
If you come into this county and you insist on dealing this poison and destroying families, the whole force of the criminal justice system is going to fall on top of you.
Mm. Suspect Harbst took a lump sum payment from her lottery win, $750,000. And again, here we are almost a year to the day later. Her financial status unclear. What we do know, though, is that her bond here at the jail is $50,000.
The world's oldest female reporter.
She's still kicking it out there.
Had her on the show before. She did a story about a car running into a Chipotle or something.
I remember
her. We made fun of her back then.
Yes.
She's still with us.
She smoked a lot of cigarettes.
She did.
Oh,
Hello, open your door. You got any fentanyl in there? Hold on. I'm about to go live. Let me see. You get it.
You can see all the lines around her mouth.
Yep. Okay. How you doing? I'm outside of the jail here.
And Claire, we're live to you in 3, 2, 1.
Claire Metz here, outside of another jail on another day here in beautiful sunny Florida.
They sent her to like the most dangerous.
Like she didn't care. She knocked on the door of a drug dealer like she could care less. Answer the door. Yeah, listen, I've been shot before.
Are you gonna scare
me? I'll get shot again.
I've been waiting to die.
She's been through the hard news, right? She's been through it all.
I survived esophageal cancer twice. I've been stabbed. I've been run over by a truck. What have you done? You sold a little white powder, big wolf. Don't scare me. You got three guns? You only got three guns? Please.
I'd love her story.
Oh, man. She's seen some stuff.
I'd love to know more about Claire.
I wonder if, like, she's from elsewhere and did it, like, big for a while, but then, like, you go to, like, everybody, like, who gets older, they go to Florida.
Yeah, maybe.
And she's, then, this her retirement game is...
Yeah.
You don't think she's been in Florida a long time?
I don't know.
Live
it's hard
Volusia
to
County,
know.
Claire Metz, West 2 News.
I feel like she has. Yeah.
I think if she was that old and had been in Florida forever, she wouldn't be able to do it.
No, she's 35.
Everyone in Volusia and Flagler counties knows West 2 News reporter Claire Metz. As the bureau chief, she covers
five
late-breaking news in one of the fastest-growing parts of the state. She's been an anchor and reporter there since 1984.
So she was the anchor at one point.
She was born in Chicago.
Yeah.
She was accepted into law school, but instead moved to Florida to beer with her man. That was almost 30 years ago, and they say the rest is history. She's covered Hurricane Katrina, serial killer, Aileen Wuornos, execution, wildfires, hurricanes.
She's not afraid.
I'm here live at a guy named Buffalo Bill's house. I'm going to sneak in. There's no activity in here. I'm going to go in the basement and see for myself.
Oh, hi.
What's going on? Oh, hi, Bill. I need your comment on this. Are you making dresses out of women?
Wow, you're scary, and your skin isn't very soft.
You want to make a dress out of me?
No. If I was going to make, I might make a pair of sandals out of you.
I like these digs here. This is a nice place you got, Bill.
I don't know why you came inside.
I'm trying to get a comment. They say you're making dresses out of women.
Yeah, I am.
Claire Metz, live.
Wow, you're amazing. I've been watching you for 30 years. Really like your work, especially on that serial killer.
Hell yeah, I'm glad you're a
fan. Execution.
That's why I do it.
And she survived in rough seas on Christmas Eve.
What?
Of course she did.
I saw that story of that you lived on the seas, rough seas.
Yeah, it was Christmas Eve.
Do you mind telling the whole people the story?
I was a sailor part-time. And I took to the high seas and did a whole expose on the ocean during Christmas. Winter ocean's no fun, you know.
I tell you, you're really an inspiration. Yeah, me too.
I ate a man. He was on the boat there, and I just ate him.
He was just here. I ate him.
Yeah, you had some.
Yeah.
We got that in common, Bill. You're not that different than me.
I didn't think so.
Claire's been through some stuff.
Yeah.
She's been pounding it out.
It all tells on her lips.
Yeah.
You don't see the stories on her lips.
Poor lady, when she was at sea.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
When was she at sea?
I don't know.
I did a lot of hard time as a crab fisherman.
I feel like she could be on a crab boat.
No problem. The Bering Sea is unforgiving. It's as unforgiving as the news.
Four other boatmates died. I made it back.
Hey, she's good at what she does. Let me tell you. She's seasoned.
Yeah,
she's good. She knows the news. Inside
photo
out.
Of her from like the 90s. Right?
Yes, it is not current.
They have not updated her profile pic since 1994.
She's really a real newsman. She's a legitimate real newsman. Back when the news was a real news.
I love that she snuck into Buffalo Bill's house and he's a fan.
Oh my God.
Can I get a pic?
Yeah, come on. Here, please.
Anything for you.
Please.
Well, there's one of your ladies down there, huh?
That's one of her. Just throw her some food.
You feeding them? Come on.
Hardly.
Claire Metz had a gun pulled on her.
Of course. Old hat.
Claire Metz, WESH-TV reporter, allegedly has gun pulled on her.
What a big
deal. She showed up at a home. Police dispatcher was supposed to be suspended for allegedly using a cell phone. The trainee sent firefighters to the wrong address, and the victim died of a heart attack. When she approached the house, the justice opened the door, pointing a gun to her head, telling her to get off the property.
She's been through it all.
Dude, they could make an action drama television program about this.
Exactly.
Loosely based on this woman's experiences.
Oh, you got a gun. I got mine too, honey. Pull the trigger. Let's see what you think. Which one of us has balls? I'll be honest. You better hope I don't catch that bullet in my teeth. I've done it before.
Oh my God, this woman is badass.
Yeah, she walked up to this other chick's house. She brought a gun out, pointed at her head. What are you going to do with that?
Go ahead, I dare you.
Apparently there's a video, but of course our freaking computer won't let it load.
You better hope that bullet kills me instantly.
Oh, I'll
tell you. Because if there's even an inch of life left in me, I'm strangling you to death.
Yeah.
There's a video?
Yeah,
this is a video.
Won't play.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, we don't have computer.
We don't have stuff.
The technology to play videos after 9 a.m.
No.
There's too many people on our network.
I don't know if it's even that.
I've wrestled crocodiles. I punched a bear right square in the mouth. Lived to tell about it. I killed a polar bear with my bare hands. And that was just on an Alaskan cruise.
Okay, I think we may start with the commercials. Of this
Alaskan cruise. They told me it was going to be really refreshing. I jumped overboard because out of sheer boredom.
We love you, Claire Mesh. You're a badass chick. Let me
and
tell you.
I killed a polar bear.
Mesh or
Mesh? Metz. Metz. Sorry, Claire Mesh.
I'm going to get her name right.
Yeah, all right. She's on West.
Intense confrontation involving a dispatcher accused of operator error and a weapon. Good afternoon. I'm Jim Payne.
I'm Martha Sagowski. A Volusia County dispatcher was suspended because of her actions handling a call where the victim ends up dying.
Thanks, you floozy.
Claire Metz tried to ask her about the incident, and that dispatcher pulled out a gun. Claire is live at New Smyrna Beach, and Claire, this dispatcher was arrested, right?
Yeah, unfortunate all around for all of us involved in this today, Jim, but she was indeed arrested by the Volusia County Sheriff's Department. We went to her home about 12:30 today to talk to Shauna Justice about this incident in September. We didn't go with the camera. I went up to her door, didn't have a camera. I didn't even bring the microphone with me. I just wanted to see if she wanted to share any thoughts. Maybe there's information we don't know that would have, you know, give us a different perspective about what happened. But instead, when she opened the door, she had a gun in her arm and she pointed it right at my head. The incident outside a home on Jungle Road was frightening for me, I will admit it. The gun was no more than a foot or two
She's
from my
not
head,
being honest.
And
no,
Ms. Justice held it on me until I backed away to our truck. My colleague took a picture of Ms. Justice, who only then lowered it to her side. But I'm sure this incident was just as disturbing for her. Deputies who responded told me she's emotionally distraught because of the recent media attention on an event last September. That's Justice on the left, her trainee on the right, taking a call about a man who collapsed in Ormond Beach. While the trainee takes the call, Justice, as this video from the communication center shows, was using her personal cell phone. It's in her right hand.
We need some help. We're at the Ormond wreck, and one of our friends collapsed at the racquetball court. Actually, it's Nova Road and Wilmette in Ormond Beach.
Nova Road and Wilmette? Okay. Says the Ormond Rec Center and someone passed out.
The trainee guided friends of the victim through CPR, did a great job, and the sheriff's internal investigators made note of that. But in the comments to the emergency responders, the trainee only entered the Ormond Rec Center as a locator, not the specific cross streets. Just over 9 minutes into the call, he's realized his mistake, and friends are desperately wondering where help is.
What else is close to you other than the racquetball courts? The units are having a bit of trouble finding you.
Where are they? Do they know?
Supervisors say Justice was not only using her phone, but later chatting up others in the center, violating any number of policies, not paying attention to the crisis. When we arrived at her home to ask her about it, she pulled out the gun, held it on me, swearing and telling us to get off her property. Back live now, Justice is supposed to be serving that suspension in just a couple of days from now. Again, a 3-day suspension, but sheriff's investigators tell me she has been very emotional about all of this, upset as people were showing up at her house yesterday. When I showed up today, apparently I was the last straw. Now, investigators say they were obligated to file a report, and I felt obligated to report it because what if someone else went there afterward? Then I feel like I would have been negligent and not telling them what happened, and they felt they had to write a report on it. But most
she can cover the goddamn news. Let me tell you,
yeah,
she fumbled there.
No,
she got all her.
She's the best we've seen.
No, she's the best we've seen. She's a real news lady.
She's a news lady. That's a news lady.
They couldn't send that bimbo down here, could they?
Of course they couldn't. She'd fumble and trip over a word. She would have got herself shot.
I lived some life. Like I said, I wrestled crocs. I dated two different bullfighters.
Someone said her first
at the
report.
Same time.
Her first report was covering the Titanic.
I like
but
the
no
idea
video of
her
of it.
Dating bullfighters.
Yeah, I love all the different stuff she's done.
Yeah.
Claire Metz, she's been through some stuff. Amazing.
I'm going to be honest. I could have just killed that little lady, but I let her live.
I let her live.
Because I guess I'm getting soft.
All right.
Life is precious, you know.
A salute to Claire Metz.
Yeah.
Good job, lady.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.